In 2014, a jury awarded Ascaris Mayo $16 million in non-economic damages after she lost all four limbs due to an untreated infection. But that exceeded Wisconsin's $750,000 cap. Her attorney, Daniel Rotier, says the cap hurts patients with the worst injuries. Kevin St. John is an attorney for the fund, which pays injured patients.
Now, plaintiff's primary argument at the end of the day boils down to fairness. But it's not fair is not a constitutional argument.
Proponents of the cap say it helps attract doctors to the state and protects the fund, which pays injured patients. That fund is over $1 billion, and there are few cases that exceed the $750,000 cap. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.